Dr. Seema Samar says that she's still concerned about the power of conservative mullahs in Afghanistan. Dr. Samar, who is a physician, is the Afghan Minister for Women's Affairs, and she will be one of the very few women to attend her country's national council next month, called Aloya Jirga. Dr. Samar, who is in Washington this week, is hoping to advance the cause of women's rights in the Aloya Jirga and also through her role in the government.
I hope that the women's right in the country will be counted as human right, actually. And then the other thing that I would like to see, that the woman has respect and the whole woman has the right to choose their profession, to go to school, to have access to health care, to have right to vote. Of course, they do have right now, to know that they have the right to vote. And they should have, of course, national ID, which is unfortunately lacking in the country. Since this 23 years or four, nobody really took this issue seriously.
To be right now a minister of the interim administration in Afghanistan, what does that mean? I mean, do you have a staff? Do you have an office? Do you have a budget to do things with? Or are you just improvising without resources?
Well, it took 2 months to find an office because most of the building is destroyed in the country. But I have an office. I have staff. I started some of the work, the program, and also the plan for the ministry. And we have a little budget. But we don't have much money to implement a lot of program to reach everywhere in the country.
I mean, that requires the government having authority throughout the entire country.
Mm-hmm. Of course, security is a big issue. I think if we don't have security, we cannot guarantee any kind of human right, and especially any kind of right to the woman in a country like Afghanistan.
And assuming possibly limited resources, if you had to choose top priority, the one thing that must get done in Afghanistan to improve the situation of women, what would that be?
Education. I believe through education we can change a lot of things in the society.
And in order to improve the education, mm-hmm. say, of women, what do you do? Do you have to start building buildings? Do you have to start hiring teachers? What is it? What are the priorities?
Yes, we have to build the buildings, because we don't have enough buildings for the school. But we cannot wait to build the building and start the schools and education program. I think we should use any small opportunity that we have to educate our children and our future.
Do you have the teachers?
We don't have enough. We have to train a lot more. And, of course, improve their living style also, because improve their salary.
But when you organize women's literacy classes, mm-hmm. pay teachers enough so they can make
live a living,
and also build buildings, do you assume all of that money must come from foreign sources? I mean, are you assuming that that'll be foreign aid that will pay for all of that?
Yes, unfortunately, the country is depend on aid. It should come through the aid. And one of the issue that there are a lot of promises. I hope they will really keep the promises and they will really send the money to us.
I assume this has been a subject of discussion in Washington.
Yes, it is.
What do you hear?
They said that part of the money they already sent. And one of the problems, for example, with AID is that they are trying to work through an NGO, not directly through a government, which part of the money, instead of going for the reconstruction of the country, is going for a very high administration cost, up to 17-18%.
Of course,
it's too much loss for the country.
But people who prefer working through international non-government organizations or NGOs would say the overheads are less than what they might lose going through chaotic governments, where money might end up in the pockets of local officials, say. Not a problem in Afghanistan?
Well, there's a problem, not this big problem. I think we try to somehow to build the system, and the interim administration is really taking strong action against the corruption. Hopefully, we are able to put the people in the right way and reduce the corruption.
Well, Dr. Samar, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Seema Samar is Minister for Women's Affairs and Deputy Chair of the Interim Administration in Afghanistan.